Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Fertig. I'm here with Mario Lepecki and Daniel Almeida, and it's carnival time. It's a fun time of the year
Woo-hoo!
Where we get to take a little bit of a break.
Excited.
And Daniel has a funny carnival story.
Yeah, back in 2008, we decided to fly over to Rio de Janeiro for carnival, and as you can imagine, the airports, you know, they were filled with people, and that day we were very lucky to have the air conditioning in Guarulhos not working at all.
Oh.
So you can imagine we're stuck, you know, middle March with no air conditioning and everybody's getting angry, everybody's ready to leave, lines aren't moving. And we're, you know, we're getting confused, we're standing 10, 20 minutes in line. And then we look and see what was the actual problem. Mm-hmm. That one of the, you know, flight attendants, one of the immigration people, I guess.
Yeah, I guess
you'd call them.
They
were eating dinner. They were eating dinner while on the job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Now, mind you, that this was 10, 11 a.m., so not exactly dinner time.
Yeah.
But they were straight up eating dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening is the other immigration personnel, they would get up from their own cubicles, I guess you'd call them, to go and check up on what this other person was eating. So that set a nice tone for our carnival. Remember that being just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in an airport.
No, I've got a better airport story.
Okay.
Is when we were heading to class trips, senior year,
mm-hmm.
just this last one, the restaurant we were going to go to caught on fire.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. I remember.
We were going to go to the Carl's Jr., which is like the worst fast food chain.
After Arby's.
After Arby's. And, yeah, and we were going there, and he goes, and the waitress, cashier says, "Ai, gente, deu problema, que there's fire in the back, just a little fire,
wow.
And we'll have it sorted out."
Yeah.
Except they didn't sort it out. They because then this guy came kind of striding in briskly with the fire extinguisher,
yeah.
And you would hear like sporadic bursts of.
Yeah.
And then that didn't work, and they were like, people were starting to crowd around, and smoke started pouring out, and then two more guys in fire extinguishers came out, and they started, and that wasn't working. And Hugo and Jordan,
of course,
two seniors, they were just sitting there,
stoic.
They were stoic, and then we were like, "No, guys, get out of here! You're gonna die.
You're gonna die."
And then so we went on this brisk walk back to Terminal A to avoid the fire that was consuming the food court.
Wow.
And as we walked, coming the other way, we saw these escalating levels of people being called in because it started with two more people, like two more airport attendants in like carrying fire extinguishers, and then it moved on to like military police or airport security.
Yep.
Then I saw an army guy with the beret and everything, and then I knew that stuff had gotten awful when they called in
this
a sailor,
is a national security
a sailor.
Threat.
A sailor. That's when you know. If you have to call in a sailor
to
fix
swim
a fire,
out of there.
There's a problem.
Probably supply the water.
Yep. So bottom line, travel doesn't work well, does it?
No. I've had some bad travel stories. None during carnaval.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a really bad CWW trip. Like, you guys had
mm-hmm.
that here, right?
Yeah.
In middle school.
Yeah.
Classroom without walls.
Walls,
yeah. So we went to, it was in South Africa when I was living there, and we went to the Drakensberg Mountains, which is like a 5-hour drive.
Wow.
And then first of all, the bus broke down, and we were a class of 50, two buses,
oof.
Each with 25 seats.
Mm-hmm.
So, class of 50, we all sat on the same bus for the remaining 3 hours.
Yeah.
That was bad. And then when we got there, we had this girl who got sick, and it was like a stomach virus that everybody was throwing out. So, that basically infected like everybody in the grade.
You know what that reminds me of?
Does this get worse?
Yes. And then we didn't know what to do because all the activities were like active, and suddenly everybody was just sick, and there were people like laying down. They had like buckets next to their beds because they couldn't stand up. And then the few of us, I was thankfully one of the people who didn't get sick. We're told to go outside, right? And then just, you know, play in the field they had outside. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, this big helicopter comes. And then we hear one of the supervisors just scream, like, "Get off the field!"
Ooh.
And then this, like, helicopter thing just like lands, and there's like a little garage at the end of the field. Wow. And they were like, what is this place? I thought it was a hotel.
Present.
And it was like a cargo plane or like helicopter.
Oh, so it wasn't Nelson Mandela. That's where I thought really, the story was going.
I was really hoping for some Nelson.
No. Rest in peace. Totally not. And so, bottom line of the story, everybody got sick. Parents were worried because we had no bad transportation. Everybody was sick. Thought we were dying. And then we ended up going to a place where pilots used to sleep.
I just think that's crazy.
That wasn't a hotel.
So, moral of the story is never go to South Africa.
No, it's a lovely place. Lovely place. Yeah. School trips.
All right. Well, those are our stories about the perils of travel. And here's us wishing that you're safe on this carnival break. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Happy carnival.
Bye-bye.